Hi, this is Bishop E. James Logan, Senior Pastor of Christian Faith Fellowship Church in Zion, Illinois. Welcome to our podcast. I pray you'll be blessed by a fresh word from God every time you tune in. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is none other than Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. God bless you this evening. It's your friend and your brother, your pastor, your bishop, E. James Logan. Welcoming you again to another Wednesday night teaching. It is again indeed a privilege and an honor. I really do consider it a privilege and honor to minister the word of God to you. Tonight we have a very encouraging word. I felt led, plus the Lord gave me a word to really just encourage you, kind of move away from some of the end times things, even though this is still an end times word, and delivers you a word that will really strengthen you and gird you for the times that we're living in, really will encourage you. So get your Bible and open it, or your electronic device, please, and open to a very familiar passage of scripture to those that have been walking with the Lord for some time. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Some of you, this is probably your favorite scripture, your theme scripture. You may have it in various places in your home or your office. Philippians 4, 13, King James Version. And let's read it together. Ready, begin. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Again, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Let's pray. Bow your heads with me, please. Father in heaven, may the entrance of your word produce the light, the illumination, the revelation that is needed in this hour to walk out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. Let this word cause you to continue to work even the more in us and through us to do the things that bring glory to your name and build your kingdom. Anoint the teacher, the preacher, the prophet to speak what thus saith the Lord tonight into the hearts and minds of the people, that you may get the precious fruit. I thank you in advance for all that you always do after your word goes forth. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you. So we're going to speak tonight from a message entitled The Competency of the Believer. The competency of the believer. The competency of the believer. Again, Philippians 4:13, Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Being able, and this is really one of those messages you really need to take notes and eventually go online and get my notes and go over them. But being able, write this down, being able is being competent. Being able is being competent. Anything you're able to do, you're competent at. Think about that for a minute. Anything that we are able to do, we are automatically competent at. And Paul says we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we are able or competent when it comes to any and everything we might want to do. Did you hear what I just said? Being competent is being able, and being able is being competent. The definition of competency. Being competent, write this down, is having the necessary skills, ability, knowledge, skills to do something successfully. Let me say that again. I don't want to mess that up. Being competent is having the necessary ability, knowledge, and skill. It's having the necessary ability, knowledge, and skill to do something successfully. Being competent means success is inevitable. You can't fail at something you're competent at. You cannot fail when you have competency. And Paul says the believer has competency. We are competent. We are able. we have the necessary skills. We have the necessary ability and knowledge to succeed at whatever God calls us to do. And I want you to be encouraged today as you see so many things around you that look like they're failing, that may be failing, but just because this and that and the other may be failing, you're not a failure. You're too competent to fail. Write that down. Write that down. If we were in church, I'd say, turn, tell your neighbor. So why don't you just tell yourself, I'm too competent to fail. Me, I'm not a failure. I'm not going to fail. In fact, if you feel like you failed, or if you've been told you failed, let me tell you what's really going on. It's just time to turn the page. That's right. It's just time to turn the page, because success is right around the corner. Because you're too competent. You have too much ability, too much God-given ability to fail. So being competent, again, by definition, is having the necessary ability, knowledge, and skill to do something successfully. Being able to do all things, like Paul says, is being supremely competent. So not only are you and I competent, but through Christ, we are supremely competent. You are supremely competent. Competent also means being fit. You are fit for the challenges that you're facing. You are fit for what you have to overcome. God made you and I, He made us fit. You're in the right season. You're born in the right time. You may feel like you're out of place. You may feel uncomfortable, but I came tonight to tell you, no, you're in the right place at the right time, and you're the right one to succeed in whatever looks like it's falling apart. God puts you there because you're competent enough to make it work. So competence also means being fit. Being fit for battle. Being fit for battle. This is a warfare that we're in as believers. And if you're saved now, you're fit for battle. You're not a military reject. I don't care how flat your feet may be. That used to be what they disqualified us for back in the day, to be competent enough to serve in the armed forces. I came tonight to tell you, you are fit for duty. My. You are fit for duty. You're able to compete. The word compete is a derivative. You can see it in the word competency. The word compete. You're able to compete. I don't care where you are, what your job is, what part of the country you're in, your height, your classification, any of that. You are able to compete. You're able to compete with everybody else wherever you are doing what you're doing, because you're competent. So it's time, my brothers and sisters, that we, the body of Christ, start believing that we're competent. It's time that you begin to believe you're competent enough to overcome coronavirus. You're competent enough to overcome whatever challenges you may be facing right now and come out on top and succeed. I want you to get this deep down in your heart, in your spirit, that you are competent enough to come up out of whatever may be trying to hold you down and hold you back. Because you must first believe that you're competent enough, because competence breeds confidence. Write that down. Competence breeds confidence. When you know you're able, then you know there's no reason to quit. Hallelujah. When you know you have the skills, when you know you have the God-given ability, there's no reason to quit. It's not over till God says it's over, and it's really not over till we win. It's not over till we win. So if you haven't won yet, it ain't over. It's not over. I don't care what you're facing. You can overcome it. I don't care who and what it is that you're up against. You can compete against it and win. Because you and I, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Now, hear this. It's not because of our smarts that we can overcome, that we can always succeed, that we can always win. It's not because of our smarts, not because of our wisdom, it's not because of any effort of our own. That's pride. America's got to get out of pride, and the church in America has got to get out of pride and start depending on the competency of the Lord through His anointing. Our competency doesn't come, or our competence doesn't come from education or our experience or how much we practiced. No, Zechariah 4:6 says, it's not by power nor by might, but it's by God's Spirit, Zerubbabel, you're going to be able to finish what God called you to do. It's not by power, not by your ingenuity, not by your strength, not by human will, not by your relationships with other people. No, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. That's how we're going to win. That's how we're going to succeed. It's by God's Spirit. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, how? According to the power that's at work in us. There's some power at work in you. That is from God. There's some godly power, spiritual power, anointing that's working in you and upon you, that's going to enable you to succeed when others fail. Oh, I want you to lift your head up. I want you to square your shoulders. I want you to get a smile on your face. Excuse me, because you're about to see some success in areas you never dreamed of. Listen, God is certainly able, and you've seen it, we've seen it. God is certainly able to do amazing things in our lives, and He has. But here's the point tonight. We are also able to do amazing things in His name. I'm going to say that again. God certainly has and will continue to do amazing things in our lives for us as believers. But it's time for us to realize we have the competence and the ability to do amazing things for Him in His name. Glory to God. It's time for you and I to do amazing things for God. Oh, I prophesy to you, brother, sister, that you're about to do something amazing for God that you probably never imagined that you would be able to do. But it's only because of the competency that's on the inside of you. Tell somebody, God is at work in us. He is. God is at work in us. God is not on vacation because of pandemics, because of economic hardship, because of racial wars. No, God is not on vacation. God is at work in you, in me, in us, in every believer. He's at work. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you are always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. God is able to grace you so that whatever He needs you to do, He can provide you with the ability to do it in spite of what's going on around you. So you'll have everything you need right now in you to do what God has called you to do. We have what we need to succeed, because God's grace is abounding towards you, towards us, towards His church, this very moment, this very day. Write this down. There's a grace on my life to do great things for God. There's a grace on your life to do great things for God. There is a supernatural grace on your life to do great things for God. So since God has given us everything we need to succeed, let's not consider failure at all. Let's not think failure at all. Again, Paul says in Philippians 4:13 that he can do all things through Christ. Through Christ. Christ is not Jesus' last name. Christ is the anointed one. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, the anointed one who has anointed me and strengthened me. Paul says the reason he can do everything that God called him to do is because Jesus Christ anointed him and strengthened him and gave him the ability to do whatever needs to be done to build the kingdom. And that's our testimony. That's what I'm telling you tonight. That's what I'm explaining to you this evening right here. See, when Samuel anoints Saul to be the first king of Israel, this is what the prophet said in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1. Samuel took a flask of oil, oil symbolic representative of the anointing, and poured it on Saul's head and kissed him and said, has not the Lord anointed you to be prince over his people? After he was anointed, the prophet says, has not God anointed you to be prince over his people, Israel? See, up until that point, Saul was walking around looking for his daddy's donkeys. Now, don't get mad at me when I say this, but I gotta say it. It's in my notes too. Before he was anointed to be king, Saul was just walking around looking for ass. But when he got anointed to be king, he stopped chasing donkeys. He stopped playing the fool. He stopped doing dumb stuff. And he rose up and began to fulfill his destiny. I'm telling you tonight, it's time for you to fulfill your destiny in God. And you have the competence. You have the ability, the skill, the wisdom. You have everything you need to finish your destiny, to complete your course. 1 Samuel 16:13. Again, the second king of Israel, David, the Bible says Samuel took the horn of oil. Again, oil is symbolic of the anointing, and anointed David in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord, the Bible says, came upon David from that day forward. From that day forward, from the moment David was anointed, the Holy Spirit came upon him. He was a different guy for the rest of his life because of the anointing. Hallelujah. The anointing will change your life. Hallelujah. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will empower us to do and be able to do things we could never have done before we were anointed. Why don't you just lift your hands right now in the midst of this message and receive the anointing. Ask the Lord to anoint you afresh. Ask the Lord to anoint you afresh. Lord, anoint us afresh. Anoint me afresh. Anoint me and use me like you've never used me before. God, I am ready and I am willing to be competent at everything you commissioned me to do. In Jesus' mighty name. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, notice what Paul says. Now, before we go there, let's look at 1 Corinthians. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 7. The Bible says, so that ye come behind, Paul is talking, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that is hard to understand, but let me just give you a brief contextual understanding of what Paul is saying. Paul is telling the church in Corinth, you're not behind any church when it comes to spiritual grace gifting and competency. Paul says, you don't lack any spiritual graces, and you are not incompetent when comparing yourself with any other church I started. And I think we need to begin to understand and embrace the fact that every believer has a competency. Of every denomination, every flavor, whatever it may be, there is a competency that we all have as believers. And I want you to understand that you don't come behind anybody in your grace, in the grace that God has deposited, in the anointing that God has put upon you. Because the anointing or being anointed simply means you and I, or we have divine favor from God. When God rubs himself on you, he's placing part of himself upon you as a sign of divine favor. So the whole world, I use this term spiritually, biblically, so the whole universe knows God is with you. Did you hear what I said? When you get anointed by God, he rubs some of himself on you and gives you divine favor, so that no matter where you go, every principality, power, every ruler of darkness, every spirit knows that God's favor is upon your life. I declare to you tonight that there's favor on you from God, and you will succeed, and things will turn around for your life, and those things that were trying to withhold you and bind you will be broken off of your life, because the anointing destroys the yoke. So Paul, having to learn what the anointing does on his life, says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, right around verse 9, that there was a thorn in his flesh, a messenger from Satan to buffet or to hinder the work of God, to hinder the ministry from operating in his life. And Paul said, I prayed to God three times and said, take this from me. Please take this from me. It's bothering me. It's hindering me. I don't feel like I can please you. I don't feel like I can finish my course. I don't know if I can complete my purpose and my destiny. I want someone that's watching right now to understand, you may feel that God can't use you. You may feel it's over. The devil may be plaguing you. You may be having nightmares. You may be having night tremors and visions. You may be plagued by demon activity around you. But I want you to know that if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, that can't stop you from fulfilling your purpose, like it couldn't stop Paul from fulfilling his purpose. And God said, stop worrying about that. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. I came tonight to tell somebody, God's grace is sufficient for you. The anointing that he placed upon your life will help you get the job done. When other people don't want to help you, the anointing will help you. When you don't want to wake up, the anointing will wake you up and get you back in the game and get you back in kingdom building. I'm pulling on somebody tonight to get back into kingdom building. I know these last 3.5 months have been a spiritual vacation for many of you, but I declare to you tonight that you have a competency from God. You're too competent. You're too able to sit on the sidelines and just let life pass you by. You have an anointing from God. You have a purpose and a destiny. Get up and get about it. Get up and be about it again, says the Spirit of grace, and watch God move in a mighty way on your life, on his behalf. God's grace is enough God's grace is enough. His anointing is enough. Psalm 23, verse 5. God prepares a banquet while our enemies watch. King James says, God prepares a table before me or us in the presence of our enemies. God is preparing a banquet for you while your enemies are watching, and they can't have any of it. He goes on to say, you anoint my head with oil. My God. Just receive the oil being poured upon you. Some of you literally are feeling it. Some of you spiritually. But either way it goes, receive it. Receive the warm, fresh oil being poured upon your head. And then the psalm writer says, my cup runneth over. Let me tell you something, my brother and my sister. Don't get upset with haters. Don't even address them on, don't even respond back on social media. God only has them watching you so he can, so they can watch God blessing you. The only reason they're paying attention is because God wants them to see how he favors you. Lift your hands and receive that right there. God just wants them to see how he favors you. Psalm 92:10. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Fresh oil is new strength. Fresh oil is new Holy Ghost power. I speak that into your life. I speak that over your life. Fish your car. Fresh Holy Ghost power. Power from on high. Divine favor from the only true and living God. And one of my favorite scriptures, as I get ready to close, in Acts 10:38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost, and power, who went about doing good, healing all who are oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. Why? Because God had rubbed himself on Jesus, the man Jesus, who is God. God also rubbed himself on the man, or the human aspect, or the human, or the humanity of Jesus. So as Jesus went around, he could do good. He could do what was beneficial. That's what good means. That's competent. You are benefiting everybody, everywhere. Oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. You are benefiting people everywhere you go. Don't let people keep you locked up in your house. Don't let people keep your mouth closed. When you open your mouth, the anointing comes out on your words. Don't you dare stay silent. Don't you dare keep that to yourself. Don't you dare keep that gift locked up on the inside of you. It's for people. It's for the glory of God that you release it. That we release it, because there's fresh oil on you to give to other people. There's fresh anointing, fresh revelation, fresh prophecy, fresh healing, fresh breakthrough, all to come through us because of the competency of the believer. Paul, like I'm doing tonight, had to remind Timothy. Because sometimes we forget what God has done in us and for us. Sometimes we may get tired. Elijah got tired of being an anointed prophet. and wanted to retire. Sometimes you may be a little tired, a little burnt out, tired of fighting the good fight of faith, but I came to encourage you, it's time to get back in it. It's time to get back in it. And I want to encourage you like Paul did his spiritual son in the ministry, Timothy. He said, Timothy, in 2 Timothy 1:6, he says, I want to put you in remembrance. I want to remind you of how anointed you are. I want to remind you of the grace of God on your life. I want to remind you, you're not just the regular guy. Hallelujah. God has anointed you, boy. God has anointed you, man. You're not just a regular girl. God has anointed you, young lady. You can't just live any kind of way. God has anointed you. There's a grace on your life. There's a presence on you. There's favor from God on you. And this is what Paul is telling Timothy. He says, I want to remind you to stir up the gift that's in you. Stir up the gift that's on the inside. There's an anointing on you, and all you need to do is stir it up, and God will get glory, and you'll see things begin to turn around in your life, and turn around in your family's life, and turn around for your friends, and turn around for your ministry, and turn around for your shatanda, and turn around for your community. All you got to do is release that anointing that's on your life. All you got to do is remember the favor, the divine favor of God is on your life. You're not normal. Stop acting normal. Come back around to the kingdom. When we stir up the gifts, the anointing kicks in. And that's what makes us competent and able to compete anywhere on the planet. When you stir up the gift, when you walk in the anointing on your life, we literally can compete anywhere on the planet, and we don't need anybody's permission. Did you hear what I just said? You won't need permission to compete. You'll just step in the room and you'll just begin to cause things to work that wasn't working before. Again, Paul says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. We have the ability, my brothers and sisters, as believers, we have the ability, we have the knowledge, and we have the skill to do something successfully. I declare and decree to you today that we have just stepped into a new season of success. It doesn't look like it on the world stage, political stage. Don't look at that. Look with the eyes of faith. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak success over your life. I speak accomplishment over your life. No more failure. No more feeling like a failure. No more thinking you're a failure. You are an accomplished believer. The competency of God is on your life. I speak achievement over your life. I speak advancement over your life. I speak benefits. You're going to be benefited because of the blessing that you are, because you're blessed to be a blessing. So I declare to you blessing over your life so you can be more of a blessor to others. I speak progress. You will no longer be stuck. I speak progress, kingdom progress, holy progress. I speak it over your life. I speak it over your marriage. I speak it over your family. I speak it over your business. I speak progress over your thinking and your thought life. You're not going to think old, antiquated thoughts any longer that will not produce kingdom results. I speak progress and I speak prosperity over your life in the name of Jesus. I also speak the realization of your purpose and your destiny. I speak the realization and the manifestation of your purpose and your destiny. I command you to be loosed
in the name of Jesus, because you're too competent to be held down and held back any longer in the name of Jesus. So lift your hands right now and begin to thank Him. Unless you're driving, lift your hands right now and begin to thank God that you're competent. You're able because of His anointing. And nothing is going to hold you back ever again. In Jesus' name, amen. If you believe that, shout the victory. If you're not born again, you can be born again. You can be spirit-filled and you can be anointed so that this message applies directly to your life. So pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I don't want to be. I believe you're the Son of the living God who died on the cross for my sin and the sin of the world. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me. Wash me with your precious blood. Cleanse me from my sin and all unrighteousness. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. I will live for you and serve you the rest of my life. I thank you now, Jesus, for becoming my Lord and my Savior, and I will serve you for the rest of my days. Well, my friend, if you prayed that prayer, you're born again. It's not an emotional feeling, it's a fact of faith. Your confession has brought you into the kingdom of God and taken you out of the kingdom of darkness. You're a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Get connected to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church where the power of God flows so you can stay full of His anointing and continue to succeed in every area of your life. Well, God bless you. I hope this word strengthened you. It sure blessed me. Please text support on the screen, the number on the screen, and text your support. We sure thank you for it, and we God bless you, and hopefully we'll see you sooner rather than later. Peace. Well, thank you for joining us. I also want to thank you in advance for clicking on the link to support our ministry. Your giving is what moves ministry forward, and ministry must move forward. You can also visit us online at cffczion.org for more information. If you were blessed by this word, please subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. God bless you.